When it comes to something called Whitakerism, I'm proud to announce that there is no such thing. You always hear about Marxism or Judaism or Confucianism, which means that somebody has written a book like Objectivism that Ayn Rand wrote about how everybody should believe. An ism is something that, what I call wordism, it's something that everybody is supposed to believe. And if you just will take this book by Karl Marx or Ayn Rand or somebody and remove your frontal lobe and stick this book in place of it, you will have all the answers. Well, in that sense, there is no Whitakerism. But down the years, a lot of people, when I made an observation, would say, now that is a real Whitakerism. There's a big difference between a Whitakerism and something called Whitakerism. A Whitakerism took me a little time to figure out, because other people kept saying that is a Whitakerism. I finally realized what it means. What it really means is taking a fact that we all know, in fact, it's too well known, and analyzing it. Let me give you a quick example of a Whitakerism. I would always say that people like Tiger Woods and his blonde, blue-eyed Swedish bride are producing children that look ugly. The reason that Tiger Woods wants himself, with all his money, a blonde, blue-eyed woman is because she looks good. Well, you know what the answer to that is. Looks don't matter, Bob. It's all in the soul. Now, the normal person would argue this on a philosophical basis. What I do is to take a look at the person who just said that. Now, if this person is a female, she will have spent thousands of dollars in the beauty shop. Her clothes did not come free. She has spent a fortune on looking good. And she is standing there looking me straight in the eye and saying, looks don't matter. When I was at the University of Virginia, I'm sort of known for knocking people down. And when the question of race mixing came up, I said, I'll tell you what I'll do. I said, we will go to a bar and I will pay for the drinks. But all you can drink is a mixture of Coca-Cola, the most popular soft drink on earth, and any beer you want. And every few minutes, you know me, I will remember to ask you, how do you like it? So they have been saying that mixing whites and blacks, and remember, the children have to live forever with the looks they have been handed. All I'm doing is saying, all right, if I say that mixing Coca-Cola and Pepsi and beer doesn't taste good, am I making a vicious remark about Coca-Cola? Or am I making a vicious remark about the beer? The fact is, it looks awful. The fact is, the children have to live with it. Now, this is not philosophical. This is a true Whitakerism. It is obvious. It is so obvious that people simply miss it. That's a Whitakerism. The reason Bob Whitaker tries hard to be a Christian is because what Jesus said, I have slowly discovered over many, many years of philosophizing, every time I start to say something or I really boil things down, I find out that Jesus not only said it, he said it better. And when it comes, for example, to do unto others as you would have them do unto you, the reason that I think that it is bad for white countries to become brown is because, in my observation, brown countries are not the countries in which I would choose to be born as a brown child. Now, everybody tells me, well, there's a reason for this country and that country and so forth. But my observation is that if a country's skin is brown, the people there are not producing the sort of country in which one would wish to be born. And there, my logic ends. It is not a good thing. Any further explanation would make me sound a lot more sophisticated, but I'm not very sophisticated. Brown countries tend to be poor. The only brown-skinned countries that are not necessarily poor are in the Orient, but I've also noticed a fact of history. The Chinese and Japanese that I have met consider it kind of funny that we admire their IQ so. They say, yes, our IQ is high. That's a problem solving thing. In other words, they can solve problems. They can logic things out. What they can't do really is create and continue. The Chinese civilization, as I keep saying, is based on aquatic rice. We always think of the rice paddies when we think of Asia. But those rice paddies are based on aquatic rice, which took a lot of breeding and development from the dry land rice, which is a product of the cut and burn. Anyway, that's a dry land product. But somebody had to conceive of increasing the yield of rice to what it is now in China, 22,000 pounds of rice per acre per year, plus another little crop. But anyway, the point being that they had to get the invention of this aquatic rice. It was not invented in China. It was invented in India. And the Chinese, being very good at this sort of thing, they took it, and they not only adapted it, they adapted it wildly to their own needs. Now, it is true that from time to time, more than from time to time, the Chinese have invented a lot of things. They had gunpowder. What did they do with it? Well, they made fireworks out of it, and they did use it on the battlefield at a pretty primitive level. When whites got hold of gunpowder, it completely changed our civilization. Same thing is true of movable type. The Chinese did develop movable type, and in fact in Korea, they develop movable type. Now, Korea, unlike China, has a phonetic alphabet, And they could have developed this into a major power by being able to print things the way we did. When we got hold of, it wasn't long between the time we got hold of movable type and the time we had the Reformation. And actually, Luther would have been just one more heretic who would have been burned at the stake if it hadn't been for the movable type. Caused an earthquake in the West. In China, they printed some cards with it. And so people say, well, the problem is China doesn't have a phonetic alphabet. Well, actually, Korea does. And there was a movable type machine in Korea. The East, again, this sounds like cliche, it happens to be the truth. The Orient does tend to stagnate. They need the constant renewal of the white man. So what I'm saying is, in the world that I see, the world I would want to live in, it's rather obvious that white people are essential, necessary. And that a lot of people are spending a lot of time desperately trying to explain the simple fact away. Now, a Whitakerism would be, why is it that everybody is so desperately trying to explain this fact away? Public television had a very interesting and lengthy special called The Triumph of Western Civilization, which went into detail about something we all know, that Western civilization has conquered the world to the point where there isn't really much world beyond it. If you, as I have, are wandering around the bush of Africa, you're not that surprised to run into a black guy riding a bicycle with earphones on, listening to Western music. The traditional costume of countries is gone. This is maybe regrettable. It may be argued with as a virtue, but it certainly is a fact. Nobody runs around in traditional costume in most countries. They wear Western clothes. Oh, across the board, you may talk all you want to about traditional medicine, but the fact is that if some country is not getting enough Western medicine, they're going to raise hell about it. In fact, it is the criticism of this obvious reality that we spend so much time on. Tiger Wood, for example, wanted a beautiful white woman. Well, of course he wanted a beautiful blonde. What else would he want? Well, we're not allowed to say that. Can you imagine anybody saying, well, of course the man wants a beautiful blonde. What else would he want? Now that is political incorrectness. Well, a Whitakerism consists of not looking away from reality. Now, the obvious reason that public radio was able to get away with something called the Triumph of Western Civilization was because they very, very carefully said, now, wait a minute, gang. This Western civilization has nothing to do with white people. Well, you know that's not true. I know that's not true. And in fact, the fact that we know that it's not true is precisely the reason that you have to say it. You have to backtrack so desperately on it. Reality is that Western civilization is a white man's product. This is racist. And therefore, this is such an obvious racist fact that we have to spend lots of time denying it. The funny thing is that this is considered a Whitakerism. But the reason this is considered a Whitakerism is because most people take it for granted that they have to deny reality. A giant reality is something that they have to deny in order to be sophisticated. Well, I'm just not sophisticated. I think that when a giant reality is there, what is important is the giant reality and not some way of denying the implications of that reality. That is a Whitakerism. But, like the Golden Rule, the best Whitakerisms really predate Whitaker, or at least didn't come from Whitaker. I don't know how many of you have seen the movie called A Man for All Seasons, but some of the remarks that Thomas More was supposed to have made were better Whitakerisms than I could have come up with. For example, a duke, who was a friend of his, told Thomas More, when he was in prison, about to be executed by Henry VIII, the duke said, "Thomas, all you have to do is say that you accept the marriage with Anne Boleyn, and you will not be executed." And More said he could not do that. And then the Duke said, "But I will stand beside you all the way." And More replied, "Yes, but when I stand in before the judgment and I say that I, despite the fact that I did not agree to the marriage, I agreed to it, I will have to face the pit of hell. Whereas you," he was talking to the Duke, "believe that the marriage is all right. So you would normally go to heaven. But when, because I denied what I truly believed, I stand before the pit of hell, Duke, will you stand beside me and go into the pit of hell with me?" Now, this sounds a bit theoretical to us, but I'm a Bible belter. And the way that I like to live and I like to think is that I will have to face the judgment. I will admit my faith is nowhere near perfect. I'm 99% atheist and so forth. But still, I think about the judgment. And I think that I will have to be judged on what I thought. Now, a lot of these people actually believe that their purpose in life is to make colored people feel good by saying, "Oh, well, none of this has anything to do with white people. That Western civilization really is the product of some sort of accident. And in that accident, white people happened to be in the right place at the right time." Well, I don't believe any of that. And in fact, I believe that the reason that all this is so desperately denied is precisely because it's so obviously true. Here we have Western civilization that even public radio admits, or public television admits, has conquered the world. Absolutely. And so we have to deny that there are any racist implications here. The fact is, there are a lot of racist implications here. That's the fact of the matter. Now, if the average person at public broadcasting were asked at the judgment, do you think that your biggest obligation is to make colored people feel good by saying this has nothing to do with the white race, or do you believe that the important thing is the truth, that it does have to do with the white race? I am sure that most of them could say political correctness is the point. They'd obviously believe that. The problem with me is I don't believe that. I think that the white race is critical to the future of all humanity. I also think, well, of another Whitakerism. Today, people keep saying we need to solve the race problem by assimilation. Well, the problem with that is that, as I keep repeating, this race problem only exists in white countries. Nobody talks about solving the race problem by bringing in huge numbers of non-Orientals into Taipei or Formosa or into Africa. No, this race problem only exists in white countries. So the solution to the race problem is pouring the third world into all white countries and only into white countries. This strikes a lot of people as accidental or rather minor and so forth. Unfortunately, I cannot get away from my conscience. This is straight, undiluted genocide. Once again, this is a Whitakerism. Nobody notices but me that there is this race problem, and this race problem only exists in all white countries and only in white countries. This is a fact that is so obvious that nobody notices it. I notice it. And therefore, when I keep repeating it, people refer to it as a Whitakerism. But what do you do about a Whitakerism if you happen to be Whitaker? I can't excuse genocide the way that most people can. It's still genocide. Genocide is genocide, and getting rid of the white race is genocide. The fact that I'm white does not give me the right to say, oh, well, it's my race, so to hell with it. But you know, a lot of people actually believe that. Now, separately, I also see that Western civilization is a product of the white man. Then I ask myself, would I really like to live in a world without Western civilization? Well, I was raised in rural South Carolina. And the wonderful old world, the world of outhouses and horse flies and pellagra and all of the other things that people look back to longingly don't impress me at all, because I remember all that misery. I did a lot of heavy work. I was raised working on a brick plant, which is about the most miserable work there was. What I learned from heavy work is that people shouldn't have to do it. That misery is not a good thing, and Western civilization has a tendency to take away the misery. I wouldn't want to be raised in a rice paddy, even though the rice paddy is a product of India. I still don't admire it that much. When it comes to the golden rule, I would not like to be born in another world, a non-white world. So I get simplistic on you. I say, therefore, I do not wish that same world on others. Now, that may not make people feel good. That may not be nice. That may be all sorts of things. But to me, it is a profoundly moral comment. I simply cannot agree to that which is wrong and that which is evil. And if there is such a thing as a Whitakerism, that's it. See the world as it is and build your morality accordingly. This is Bob Whitaker, the Untrained Eye, and I look forward to talking to you again.